This apology is terrible. Anyway, welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy. All ID, but actually don't need it. It's 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's gonna be a time and a half. We're setting up on the fly here. I live actually not too far away from here. But I've been working for the past couple hours on this topology assignment. I've got an 8:30 final in the morning, and it's surely a something. So we got some music going on, a little coda commiseration. If you call in at 855-915-WMFO, you'll probably hear me very wiped out. And definitely request your music, because I actually don't really have too much prepared. I figured this is the last show, so I did want to make sure that I made it over. But man, it's been a heck of a time over here. Here we go. Perfect. All right, guys, I hope you're having a good day. And we're going to just get into some music. I think that's Aux 2. Perfect. Here we go.
Wait a minute, I think I left my conscience on your front door. apartment.
You left your diary at my house, and I read those pages. You really love me, baby.
Some things don't work, some things are bound to be. Some things they hurt, and they tear apart me.
But I broke my word, and you are bound to see. And I cried at the curb where you first said, oh, not take me.
Say goodbye.
I hope you enjoyed that beginning song. That was Willow Smith with Wait a Minute from her, I believe this was her first album, Ardipithecus. I really love this one. It's kind of sad that Jaden Smith really, her brother really is the meme of between the two. You know, siblings both have a music career. I guess Jaden Smith's musical quality has not necessarily improved in the past amount of time, and I don't know if I don't know if it's ever going to change. Willow Smith has gotten pretty middling reviews, but I really love this specific song. Let's see. Honestly, I haven't checked out the rest of that album. I couldn't really speak to its quality. Sure, it's solid, you know. How it goes, I think we'll do this song right here, and perfect.
Drifting to Rosemary. Heaven restores you in life. You're coming with me through the aging, the fearing, the strife. It's the smiling on the package, it's the faces in the sand, it's the thought that moves you upwards, embracing me with two hands. Right, we'll take you places, yeah, maybe to the beach. When your friends, they do come crying, tell them now your pleasure's set upon slow release.
Start to run.
I hope you enjoy this last core of songs. We first got in on Satellite Mind, Metric of the Week. It's so weird that they reverse the order, I think. But anyway, that's from the album Fantasies, of course, favorite album of all time. It's very good. I don't play this track a lot. I don't know if I have. I probably did. But I don't think I remember playing a long time. Gosh, that the whole track, just list of it, is amazing. Anyway, next was Evil by Interpol from the album Antics. This is the only track I know off this album, and I kind of feel like that's really the only one I need. I love this song so much. I guess this is allegedly loosely based on the serial killer Rosemary West, who was British. Sorry for the explicitness. It's after Safe Harbor, but she would cut people up and bury them in her basement. And I guess her husband actually helped try to cover up for her. She ended up getting found and was put into life sentence, but in no cellmate. So kind of, you can hear it in some of the lyrics. I think that is one of the coolest tidbits. At first I thought it was fake because I first learned it from a YouTube comment, and you know how trustworthy YouTube comments can be. So I was like, oh no, this can't be right. And I looked it up and it's actually true. So that's a feather in your cap. You can explain that once that comes on the radio. Next one was Little Dark Age from MGMT's. Their first single, but their newest album, Little Dark Age. This is my favorite track off their album. I've listened to the entirety of it. It's pretty good. It's definitely different. If you are a person who is like, I only listen to Oracular Spectacular and you can't get me to listen to anything else, you're not going to like this music. But to be honest, if you're that closed off on it, then yeah. I mean, I guess that's fair either way. Dark Age, one of my favorite parts about the track is the single album art. It's based in this one manga style, and I had recognized it from a long time ago. It's called Eroguro, which is stands for erotic horror, which kind of capitalizes on a really non-anime style. I can't read it, and for those with a weak stomach like me, do not read this. But the cover art for it is always amazing. It's kind of intricate. It's a little darker. Definitely, when I first saw that album cover, I kind of got whiplash. Like, oh my gosh, I hadn't seen this thing in a long time. One of the comics that I was really interested in when I was in high school is called Lychee Hikari Club or Lychee Light Club. And the cover for it and the premise of it is really cool. I can't handle it. My friend described to me one scene, and I was like, no, I'm going to save my subconscious from total wreckage for a little while. So I decided not to bite. But if you are a person who likes horror and you kind of like this style, if you looked at Little Dark Age and the cover of it and went, what if you could read a comic about it and you don't mind a lot of gore? Like, I'm telling you, like, they go there. Definitely check out stuff in that style. Again, with a lot of warnings on top of it, because it is not for the faint of heart. I can't handle it. Do not use this as a strength test. But anyway, got some more music coming up next. Hope you guys enjoy. Thanks for listening.
Why you go? All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we gonna do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
I'm out of sight. But a man like me can't see you, can't hold you for the night. Cause I haven't been keeping my body tight. Still I'll wait, I'll come out swinging. Yeah, I'll wait, I won't think twice. I'll roll the dice on it.
I hope you've enjoyed those last songs. First, we had City Looks Pretty by Courtney Barnett from her newest album, Tell Me How You Really Feel. One of my favorite tracks off the album, actually. I didn't think at first, Need a Little Time was my first favorite, but this really grew on me a lot. This was, I think, was her third single. I think it started with Nameless Faceless, and then Need a Little Time, and then City Looks Pretty. But it's a really great song. Next was Country Figs by Alex Cameron, another song that really grew on me. I think I played Running Out of Luck last week. This is from his newest full-length album. Well, Courtney Barnett came out with a new single recently, Everybody Here Hates You, which has really grown on me. And also, Alex Cameron has a new single that I can't remember for the life of me right now. Alex Cameron has a style where, I think he's self-aware of this, but his persona is of someone who is kind of awful. I think that's the best way to describe it. So, he's just more self-aware in this one, in this newest track, and I can't decide how to feel about it. I think I'll have to listen to it a couple times. If you're interested in that kind of thing, his girlfriend's back in the music video. Oh, it's Miami Memories. That's it. And I think she's an actress on Girls, and she was also included in the music videos for Candy May, I think Politics of Love, Stud Muffin 96, which the latter of them is uncomfortable. My gosh. Then... finally, Cold Cold Man by Saint Motel. This is in their newest album, but probably it's my type, and it's probably like still the most well-known Saint Motel album, at least for their tracks, probably with Cold Cold Man and My Type. Both of those tracks, you know, plays everywhere. Move did kind of help factor itself in there, but all those songs, very good. Anyway, we're at 10:50. I'm going to keep playing some music. I hope you guys are enjoying the show, and I'll talk to you in a sec. Thank you.
And she spoke words that would melt in your hands. And she spoke words of wisdom. To the basement people, to the basement, many surprises await you. In the basement people, in the basement. You hear the last time, you know we're gonna find you. Sick in the car, sick as you're not up to going. Out on the main streets, completing our mission. You hear the last time, you know we're gonna find you. Sick in the car, sick as you're not.
Hope you guys enjoyed this last core of songs. This has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. First, we had Unknown Mortal Orchestra with Honeybee from their album Sex and Food. I believe this... I'm not sure if this is their newest album anymore. It was released 2018, but they're pretty prolific. I wouldn't be surprised if they already came out with something new. I remember seeing them on the radar. Next was Undercover Martin from Two Door Cinema Club. They're currently working on music right now. I got, like, a thing because I follow them on Spotify. They're like, oh, hey, you can get, like, pre-sale tickets. And I tried to open up Ticketmaster, and it was completely busted. Maybe we'll check back. I do think I should want to see them. I really love Two Door Cinema Club. One of my favorite bands. Especially, oh, I love this album. It'll be kind of weird. Listening to their newest one, I'm like, but this isn't tourist history now, is it? It's not even Beacon. Blah, blah, blah. I don't think I even listened to their newest album, actually. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. It's been great. It's been a wild year, but we're here. We're here in one piece. We'll see what happens at 8:30 tomorrow morning for my last final. I hope to be back here. I'm going to tentatively try to come this summer for the weekly show. If all else fails, I'll give it up. And I'm sure the people between me would love to take that slot. But I definitely want to see if I can make it over here. This is one of my favorite places. So if I can, I'll be able to drive too. So hopefully can make it up here. Also make it up with some friends. You know, we'll see about it. All else fails, I just, you know, get told, no, you cannot. And I'll be like, oh, I'm sad now. But it's all right. It's how a butter goes, am I right? Anyway, I'll probably play one more song, kind of close up from here. I'm not sure if the next people are coming in because, you know, finals and all that. But anyway, have you guys a wonderful, wonderful week. Good luck on finals if you still have some. Have an awesome summer if you're just going home. And I'll talk to you guys hopefully sooner than later.